You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
So you've just heard Litter. The track was called The Bastard, and it's the first track from their new EP. Might be their first one, I don't know. They seem pretty DIY. It's like they're from Rhode Island. But that confused me a bit, because a friend of the show, Son of Wolf, posted it, and I didn't read any of the blurbs or anything for it, and hit play, and I'm like, oh, these dudes are from Melbourne. That sounds like a Bogan, like, That's a gronk grind band from Melbourne for sure. And
that's when you said Rhode Island just now, I was surprised because I assumed that it was like an Australian grind band. I was like, This sounds like every Australian grind band I've ever heard.
Yeah. I was like, maybe they're from Brizzy. No, hold on, they're from Providence. Okay. He sounds exactly like
the Australia of America.
Is it? Okay.
I have no idea. It's where we send all of our prisoners.
Oh, yeah, all right. Is that true?
No.
Yeah. It's not like the East Alcatraz.
The only thing I know about Rhode Island is it's where Family Guy is set, and that's enough for me to just write it off.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of house shows, but I think that's maybe a function of just the one person I know from Rhode Island that... posts about house shows. And isn't Lovecraft from there or something, or that area?
He's from somewhere in New England area.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
So it's probably really spooky.
All of the house shows are haunted house shows.
So you've heard Kit. I'm Pat, this is Riff Raff. Each week we go on wild tangents while we play some new music that sort of came out in the last week or two. This week we've got some big names, a fair bit of death metal, and maybe a surprise funeral doom track at the end. We'll see if we get to that.
See how many of those tangents we go on.
Yeah. There's no sponsor, so I know some other podcasts have like sponsorship. And if you pay their Patreon, they'll remove the ads for you. Ours is just if you swing us a couple of dollars, you can remove us talking about Tim Curry.
You pay me $10, I'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's a tiered program. So $5 gets you no more Matrix references. $10 is no Tim Curry.
And $15, then I'll stop doing Mortal Kombat voices.
Yeah, that's our version of advertising. So, people asked why we don't cover, like, this is a while ago now. I don't know why, I just thought of it, but it's like people asked why we don't cover more news, like if we're doing a weekly show, and it's like this kind of, it's uninteresting. Like, metal news is always the same.
Yeah.
Like, you could kind of just put a perennial blanket news statement up, and it would like satisfy every week. Like, you could just say like that fashy European black metal band, yeah, they got cancelled, they're not coming to on that tour anymore.
I'll say new album is announced, new track is streaming, this band is racist.
Like, Dark Descent, they've got a big announcement for tomorrow, guys. Phil Tugas, he's got a new guest solo on that other band.
That's the fourth story you can put in it is, oh, yeah. Joe Tugas is in a new band this week.
Mastodon, Ghost, Baroness, Megadeth, they're all up for Grammy nominations this year, again, for the 20th year running.
How long do you think it'll take before Phil joins Megadeth?
Dave will be like on an iron lung.
That's like the obvious end game here, right? Or like end point, like the natural end point to this.
That's the second time isn't that a Megadeth album, Endgame?
Fuck!
You've done it twice. The other week you said something about a collider, and I was like, are you doing Megadeth puns on purpose?
I should start doing them on purpose.
Yeah, you're like, next week, just by chance, you start talking about how the system, capitalism, has failed.
I'm going to go in-depth and start working in song titles. I think I'm going to give up. I'm going to give myself up whenever I start talking about America, Stan.
Yeah. I won't get a lot of the later ones, because I think the last Megadeth album I listened to in full was The System Has Failed. Or the other ones I've sort of turned off immediately, because it's trash. What else is new in metal news? That vocalist from that band is urging people to boycott Metal Sucks. Corey Taylor said something about a former bandmate. Yeah, that covers everything that ever happens in metal, so let's get back to some new music. Tool. Something that's actually... Tool, oh yeah, Tool.
Nothing specific, just shout, Tool.
And Tool. Slayer! Slayer Tour. Yeah.
Slayer! Tour has reached year 8.
Slayer's farewell revenge of the Chronicles of Tour. Yeah, let's get to some actual new shit. Hideous Divinity. I hesitate to call them tech death, but I know other people do. I think they kind of, for me, that last album especially sat in between. It like balanced like brutal with tech with sort of modern death metal, and I don't know, yeah. It sort of sat at like a locus in between those three styles, and I think that's kind of their strength. I like it doesn't cater to one type of death metal, but yeah, was a pretty solid album. Got a bit of play around here. We had an interview with them. They just put up a new track like on the weekend, I think. It's called The Embalmer, and the album is called The Simulacrum. It comes out on November 8th through Century Media. What do you think of it? I didn't watch the video, but I saw a lot of people talking about the video.
I didn't watch the video either. Yeah. The track was pretty good, but I had it pulled up in the background and did not watch. But now you've got me curious.
I saw the start of it and the very end, because like I switched back to the tab, and I'm like, I don't watch metal videos. Let's be honest, they're mostly lyric videos, which fucking suck.
Not since Mastodon's videos for like Crack the Sky.
Was that the twerking one? Or was that after that?
No, that was after.
I remember that.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, there was controversy about that, so I fucking was interested in why there was twerking in Mastodon, but what were the Crack the Sky videos? Were they just like weird riffs and shit?
Oblivion was the one where they're all astronauts on like an abandoned space station, and they start like growing plants out of their face.
No, I didn't say that.
It's cool. A good one.
Yeah. This one involved like clay and stuff, I think, or like putting clay on people. But I know they're massive fans of like European cinema and shit. Because when we did that interview with them, their thing was they wanted to choose five. I don't know. It was like five movies that metalheads should watch or something like that. I'll link it down below so I can reread it and remember what the fuck I said.
well, after the fact.
I know they had an album called, was it Cobra Verde? That's a movie, and I know the last one had a few like thematic elements tied in with cinema that they like. So this one could possibly be doing the same. I don't know, The Embalmer sounds like a real 80s horror movie that you should probably feature on your show.
I'd be surprised if that's not a movie, honestly.
Yeah, they're probably up to The Embalmer 7 now.
He's been to space like 3 times already.
Yeah, the next one's a crossover with Machete. Yeah, Kit has a horror podcast called I Hope You Suffer. So, yeah, next week he's covering The Embalmer 7. And in the meantime... in the meantime, we'll play Hideous Divinity's new track, The Embalmer.
Oh,
I liked the last album. I just the album cover was the only thing I found like disagreeable. It didn't suit the vibe of the music at all, in my opinion. It was real like digitized, sort of I don't know, more in line with what you'd expect with like remember Pestilence put up those couple of album covers and they were just like, yeah, it wasn't that like disagreeable, but it was like it looked like a temp cover, something you'd send to an artist to draw.
Didn't Nocturnus have one of those too?
Yeah,
like where it's like someone just put a bunch of like 3D graphic like cubes. Like, all right, this is it. What the fuck is that?
There's been a few with big bands that are just like, hey, you guys can actually afford to
pay an
artist.
That is worse than I remember. And they changed their logo. Jesus Christ.
Hmm. Yeah. So next we've got a track from Skeletal, which is French Swedeath type band, which I'm going to coin Bree Death from now on.
I was going to say Free Death.
It should, like F-R-E. It should be Brie like the cheese. It's Brie Death.
Fuck.
Oh, no, that's...
You're more clever than I am. That is not what I was thinking. I was thinking like slam guttural Brie.
Yeah, I just thought of that too. I was like, damn, they fucking pig squeals have ruined even puns. Fuck you, pig squeals.
We had a perfectly good cheese pun.
Yeah.
And it's ruined by goddamn broken side.
That second vocalist from Despised Icon, he can fuck right off. yeah, so I was a big fan of their last album. I think it came out 2017. It was Of the Depths or something it was called? I can't remember now. The one before that was called, like, The Big Purple Entity or something like that. They don't take themselves hell seriously, which is great. They've got, like, the HM2 riffs, lots of wah solos, which I'm totally on board with. I don't care how much that's been done. It's fun and just good.
I agree. Wah solos kick ass. Like, if you just go, like, on a 45-second to a minute long, like, just unhinged fucking wah solo, just the coolest shit in the world. Like, I'm so in. And then if you come out of it into, like, a really, like, chuggy bit with some gang vocals, like, that's the perfect song.
Yeah, just, like, a throwback Entombed riff with, some real, like, hardcore vocals. Yeah, I'm down for that. They're in that vein. They're kind of doing what, like, Brutally Deceased do, which is just keeping the spirit of, like, dismembering that alive, but with a bit more of a modern touch. And it's less... It's not as, like, overtly Swedeath, like, early 90s, but it's definitely there. So they've just put up a new... I think it's an EP, but it says demo. Yeah. I'm not sure what's up with that.
Pretty curious.
Oh, that's right. Their last one, they actually had that in-between release with Cadaveric Fumes last year, the other
stage. Oh, yeah. That was really good.
Yeah, their half absolutely killed it. Like, I was more into hearing what Cadaveric Fumes were going to offer up after, what was it called? Fucking Morbid Dimensions, that's Execration. What's the
Cadaveric?
The blue motherfucking... I'm going to look it up now, it's pissing me off.
I've got the cover in my mind. I don't remember the name.
It sucks because I listened to the shit out of that.
Unless it's something that I'm listening to like probably way more than I should. I'm so bad with titles.
It's Dimensions Obscure. Yeah, I got it.
A very death metal name.
My brain went to the other album that has a blue cover that has Dimensions in it that I listened to the fuck out of. Execrations, Morbid Dimensions. Skeletal killed that, the back half of that split. But they're back with a new one, four tracks. It's called Anthropomorphia, which I don't know if that's a French thing where they just get rid of the H. Maybe it's a different word and I'm an idiot. Anyway, the first track off it.
We can Google it. We've got the power. Okay, that's just Google a band on Metal Blade, so I'm going to go ahead and give up already.
Yeah, I don't want to Google to fact-check myself.
Facts are stupid.
I only want to remember things.
If there's anything I've learned living in America the past several years is that facts are fucking dumb and don't matter, so whatever. Just write it out. Just say whatever. It's fine. It's probably true.
So, yeah, here's Skeletor with Anthropomorphia. It's your big day today, isn't it? It's the day when the everyone will remember it forever for the international terrorists.
Yeah. Technically, it's after midnight, so It's the 12th.
Oh, is it?
But
okay.
But I did spend all day sending horrible 9/11 memes back and forth with people. So.
Oh, you're talking about the buildings. I was talking about the September 11 coup, where the international terrorists known as the CIA led a... in 1973, they led... they led a military coup against a democratically elected government in Chile and brought in fascist Pinochet. So that's, you know, resulted in the death or disappearing of 30,000 people. Yeah, they're the terrorists I was talking about. everyone remembers that those couple of buildings, you know. Jeez.
See, that's the difference between living in America and living outside of America is what you remember September 11th for.
No, that was a crude joke. That's obviously less known. There's probably some conspiracy motherfuckers who are like, you know, the people who are like, Bush did 9/11, and they're like, yeah, he did it to cover up the fact that there's a CIA, you know, bullshit exercise in another country on that same day. They're just like, yeah, no one's going to remember that shit now. Fucking, no one's going to be talking about Pinochet.
No one remembered it in the first place.
Mm. Yeah, well, it was a good thing, you know. It brought neoliberalism, and yeah, Margaret Thatcher was sucking off fucking Augusto's penis. So, you know, good times, everyone.
Would you give me that mental image?
I don't know.
It's the rudest thing you've ever done on this podcast.
That seeing that thing during the week of what is it? The Gillian Anderson, the chick from fucking X-Files, is going to be playing Margaret Thatcher. I'm like, ooh, so bad move.
My lifelong boner, just like, it was like when someone put out the fucking, like, Olympic flame that has stood eternal. I'm just like, nope. It's over.
What do they call it when it's like, it's like the opposite of getting a boner. It's like flurge or something. It's like the urge to go flaccid. It's like the urge to go flaccid. Yeah, flurging. It's like someone who's really ugly or fucked up gives you the urge to go flaccid, so you flurge.
How have I never heard flurge before?
You probably haven't got friends who look up fucked up shit on Urban Dictionary.
But we never made it to flurge, I guess.
A few of my friends actually have entries in Urban Dictionary that are just dedicated to them with really, really fucking obscure inside jokes that will, like, only apply to 5 people, but, like, they're still up there. That place is a complete cesspool.
It's a nightmare.
It's bad, bad
amazing
place.
Amazing that it's still up. I remember going to it in high school, and it's like, oh, man, there's so many things here. And now it's like, Jesus Christ, it's out of control.
There was too much stuff, like, literally 10 years ago. There was too much
stuff 10 years ago. They just let whoever put whatever on it.
The internet was a mistake.
Yes. It's bringing you this podcast, but out of sadness.
What else happened? I saw today that your big fucking wet brain boy is going to ban vaping or something. Like, what the fuck? It's like four people got sore chest, so he's like, nope, this will not stand.
We've had 6 vape-related deaths. So, time to outlaw that. The opioid crisis is, you know, full swing.
Gun government control. And
people a year, but...
I love that it's like, there's going to be people now that are like, the only thing that can stop a good guy with a bad guy with a vape is a good guy with a jewel or something. Like, there's going to be so many fucking jokes that just come out because of this ridiculous move.
My favorite thing that I've seen is that he definitely caught Baron vaping in his room. And Baron... Thanks a lot, Baron.
Yeah. He just had a watermelon-flavored fucking Juul, and he's like, I don't even know how to work this thing. He's like, nope, no more. I thought it was a dildo. So, next we've got music from Nile. The big pyramid boys are back.
Underground. Pretty obscure.
Yeah, you might... Yeah, I'm in denial. You might not have heard of them. Pretty cool. Yeah, they've got a new album coming out that we willed into existence last week, because on the show we... What What did we say? We just mentioned something about Charleston.
We had heard from Nile because they had replaced Dallas Toler Wade with the dude from, I forget the band's name, Entheon. I get them confused with like Entheogen or Ethneogen or whatever the shit.
Entheos.
Yeah, there's like
there's a
four nth bands that fuck if I know.
To the nth degree.
I don't listen to any of them except for the black metal one with the dude from Haunter.
Oh, yeah. Entheogen.
Yeah, that one.
Alex Poole, yeah.
Poole Core.
So, yeah, they're finished now. He's joined Nile, and this is their first music since... I didn't realize today till...
25?
You mentioned last week on the show that I was, like, not rubbishing, but I was saying, yeah, that last album was kind of meh. I remember everyone just being, like, panning it a bit, and then...
Yeah.
You saying it was pretty good, I was like, hey, I'm going to check that back out. And yeah, I was listening to it today. I'm like, damn, Kit was right. This is solid. This is good. Why? I don't understand why it got shat on so much. Because, yeah, most big bands anyway, that far into their discog can't.
Yeah, they're not. But literally the only band that is doing better is Napalm Death. Napalm Death is the only band where it's like, hey, they're still really good. I'm definitely going to be checking out what they're doing.
So what is it, like 20 years in for Nile, and Carl is still just shredding his ass off.
Yeah.
Still on his Egypt vibes, like, shit rules, it's good. So I'm interested to hear the rest of this. It's going to be out on Nuclear Blast November 1st. I think this is the first time we've played a Nuclear Blast album.
I think so, probably.
Possibly. We've only played 10 from Maggot Stomp, so it's about time Nuclear Blast sent something out for us. The album's called the song's called Long Shadows of Dread. The album is going to be called Vile Neolotic Rites. Yeah, I've already said the release date. It's a lyric video, but don't watch that. Just look at some pyramids instead.
Yeah!
at least with Niall, you know, it's not like you're going to get political. Like, you're not going to, like, he's not going to go 20 years into his career and release, like, a, you know, a fucking some fash bullshit or, like...
Wouldn't that be an incredible pivot? Like...
I could see him, like, yeah, I suppose there's probably fucking Egyptology nerds who are like, I can't believe he portrayed Amun-Ra in that way. What a fucking tanky, like, or, you know, just some fucking complete geek who's like, oh, this portrayal of Hatshepsut sucks ass. He should know better. He's cancelled, that son of a bitch. I'm also looking for, I want to hear more, did you ever listen to his solo records? The real, mm-hmm. like, they're, like, not metal, but yeah, if you're like me and you fawn over sitars and exotic eastern sounding shit, you'll probably dig it, even though, like, I don't know the authenticity of it, if it's, you know, appropriation or whatever to listen to a dude who's enamored by that type of sound playing it, but I mean, like it, and
everyone fucking loves the Beatles still somehow, so probably fine.
Yeah, fuck the
Beatles. Those guys are white as fuck.
There's also a new Hashashin coming out. I have to say it like Sean Connery. It's illegal not to. Hashashin. So yes, lots of sitars and shit on my horizon, which I'm quite happy about. What do we got next? Sorry about that. My neighbor's just started up his loud-ass car.
I was wondering what that was. I was like, is there a helicopter?
Like, dude.
Feds are flying overhead.
He's a nerd, right? He's like a lawyer or some shit.
We're sitting here recording a fucking podcast for a metal blog that 14 people are going to listen to, and this dude is the fucking nerd.
Yeah, he sucks. He's the type of nerd that sucks. Like,
agreed. Like, don't get me wrong. He's a nerd, and I'll fucking fight him. But it's really funny. Lawyer.
He's a some fucking suit. He,
Yuppie scum.
Yeah, he's a yup dog. He gets out right, and he went and bought a Mustang. They're popular here now. They started selling those new Mustangs. Like, not an old, cool muscle car type one. He's,
yeah,
you know, one of the fancy looking sport car. It's fucking diarrhea orange, and it's got a loud exhaust, and he revs the fuck out. Like, this is his, you know, hey, look, I'm not a suit. I'm not a wanker. I've got a fucking fast car. It's like, dude, don't you fucking go near my 1997 fucking piece of
don't
shit
you,
sitting out the front.
Don't you come within 20 yards of my Chevy Nova, you son of a bitch.
No, I'm driving a Lada. It's like, I gotta lock the doors with a coat hanger. Yeah, he sucks. Fuck him. What were we talking about last week? We're talking about,
I assume Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I think it was. No. I can't believe we didn't come up with a band to do the Mortal Kombat soundtrack.
Like, oh, fuck.
The joke would have been, well, yeah, I suppose. The joke would have been,
can you
Ghost Bath.
Can you imagine, what's his name? Fucking Chip from The Body screaming Mortal Kombat.
Well, it's in South Australia, so it's being filmed there anyway. I don't think they're actually going to say this. That'd be cool, though, if they just, like, went, hey, look, we don't even need to use the Netherrealm or, you know, Outworld. We can just say, yeah, we're in Mount Gambier, South Australia, and it's just a desolate desert with, like, no human life for 500 kilometers. They're like, yeah, this is actually more depressing than Outworld. Yeah, maybe Worm Rot would be good. Just grind. They could do a whole album while the credits roll.
They do the theme song, but it's like, you suffer, so like, look at it! Done.
That would be my message tone. I would use that for my SMS tone. I used to use Animosity. They had a track on their album Animal, and it was like 4 seconds long. It was like a drum beat with like a hint of a riff and feedback, and the vocalist just says, holy shit. So anytime I'd get an SMS, you'd just hear this, holy shit. Like, okay, I got to turn it on silent while I'm out in public. It completely defeats the point of having their phone.
Embarrassing admission, but back when I was in high school and I was big into Tool, there's, I forget what it is, it's like the opening song off of Lateralis, whatever. There's like a big fucking drum buildup.
The Grudge.
Yeah. There's that big fucking drum buildup, and he does the for 17 seconds. And I made that my ringtone on my phone, was just Maynard screaming for all 17 seconds. And I would never answer my phone because I wanted to hear it.
Yeah, that's probably worse than mine. I don't feel as embarrassed now.
Yeah, it's awful. I just admitted that to, like, you know, everyone listening to this podcast. That's awful. Jesus.
My first concert was Tool, actually, in like 2001 on the Lateralis tour. And I don't remember much of it because we took a ton of drugs. And I remember they had the people walking around like on their hands and, you know, those weird... The people who had their like bums and backs arched and they were walking around on their... Yeah, like on all fours, like they were animals, and they had a big screen, and Maynard was hiding up the back the whole time behind a screen, so I suppose that was a bonus. And there was a big screen just showing like the Lateralis eye moving around. I'm like, it's all right.
Around that same time, it's the only time I ever tried to buy Tool tickets, and they sold out within 30 seconds, and I couldn't get any because the website kept crashing. Damn. Which, you know, looking back now, it's like, all right, cool, that's fine. But at the time, I was devastated.
They were supported by the Melvins when I saw them, and I didn't know who the Melvins were back then because I was like in year 11 at high school and was just sort of getting into like more random stuff. And yeah, I was like, who the fuck are the Melvins? Like, and what's his name? Buzzo up the front with his big fucking hair. I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? Are these guys local? Where are they from? And then I would tell people later on that the Melvins supported Tool for my first concert, and everyone was like, oh, the Melvins. I was like, oh, okay, they're popular, are they? That's bizarre.
They're a band that I tried so fucking hard to get into because everyone's like, the Melvins. And they've got like 5 songs that I really dig, but 5 songs within like 48 albums worth of shit. It's not worth it, man. It's not. Yeah. Well, A History of Bad Men fucking whips ass, but I don't want to listen to 100 other songs to get to that.
I couldn't even name one of their songs. The thing that I know most, that I like support, I was most on board for, was when he was ranting about Dave Grohl that one time on the YouTube video, and he's like mad at Dave Grohl calling him out as a poser and shit. And I'm like, yeah, fucking stick it to Dave, fuck that guy.
I love Buzzo as a person, but I don't want to listen to like 90% of his music.
Yeah, like I'm glad you exist, but not for me.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, but I'm gonna stay over here. All right.
Also, your name's Buzzo. Rethink it. Come on, dude.
He's King Buzzo, though.
Do you want to be the king of Buzzos?
Maybe. I've never seen a Buzzo. Maybe they're delightful.
No one good is called Buzz. Oh, actually, Buzz Aldrin. Fuck.
Buzz Lightyear.
That ruins my whole theory. No, Buzz Lightyear sucks because it's Tim Allen.
Tim Allen sucks. Buzz Lightyear's good. Okay?
I can't separate art from artist. Motherfucker's a snitch. Dog rapist. Who else is a Buzz that sucks? Buzz from Home Alone, he sucked.
There's a restaurant here called Buzz Brews, and it's really good.
Damn you, I thought you were going to say it sucked. Well, I don't know if that exists, so I need evidence. Pix or it didn't happen.
Fair. next time I'm there, I'm going to send you a picture, and be like, fuck.
I was thinking today, we're talking about how, like, wolves and fucking...
goats.
Wolves and goats. They're just, like, the two animals. That the only two... The black metal make out like they're the only two animals that exist. And I was like...
Why?
We need some new mascots for genres. Like, Doom should just use, like, a big, lumbering, fucking giant tortoise. Like, that'd be a cool thing for them to get into. Like... Just they look extremely stoned, and they go on for far too long.
Can you imagine a fucking doom metal band with one of those stupid fucking like Order of the Wolf's Angel like badges, but it's a fucking like turtle head?
You couldn't take them seriously. Not that you can anyway, because they're a doom band in 2019. But
hail turtle supremacy!
Black metal should go... I was thinking black metal should go for the panda. Like, they only like black and white. They only jack off towards one region of the world. They're always lethargic and, you know, they're fussy eaters with, like, weight disorders. And they never fuck, but they're really worried about their racial purity. They should just stick with pandas. You know, corpse paint, it just all fits together. Like, fuck wolves. Go something go that suits your genre. Yeah, go panda. Go dumb giant panda. And then... die out, please. Tech death. What could tech death be? Like a fucking
octopus,
a woodpecker,
or a mosquito. Woodpecker.
Octopus would be good, yeah. For the drums,
yeah. I get where you're getting at with a woodpecker though. A constant like,
yeah, just brain drill, just. That's a thing for people in the comments. Entertain yourselves by giving random genres animal mascots that they should. Whales, yeah. We need to do our weekly call out of the Gojira guys for not giving Kit his Sea Shepherd EP.
That one song with Devin Townsend and the dude from Meshuggah was fucking dope. Why have you not given me the other three?
Sort your shit out.
Plantiers.
What was your thing? You're gonna kill a whale for every week they don't release the album. We're like
two or three whales. All right, don't make me harm another.
Yeah, and they're not just minkies. He's going for southern rights and humpbacks. He's going for the big bucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill me a sperm this week. All right.
It'd be like the game that you find at the pub. You know, big buck hunter, but it's just you with a harpoon and some whales swimming around. And just harpooning computer
cosplaying like fucking Captain Ahab like a lunatic.
Yeah, well Leviathan plays in the background. I think we have another track to play. Should we play another track? I know we just shat on Doom for a little bit, but
what? No,
like a Doomy sort of track.
It's just Turtles Rule and Doom Rules. It's a compliment.
Yeah. Although, the giant... I like turtles. I just don't like the giant turtle. I reckon they're...
It's not. It's a turtle's big.
Yeah, I know. I don't think they... Like, I respect a tortoise and a turtle that can swim. And those big motherfuckers don't look like they can swim. It's like, you're a disgrace to your kind.
But the way they eat melons is so wholesome.
There's one at the Australian Reptile Park, and he's like, yeah, you're right. And they do look very baked, which I can relate to. It's pretty cool.
Counterpoint, though, turtles have weird dicks.
I haven't seen a turtle dick.
Oh my god.
They've always got their orange, red, blue, and purple loincloths on.
I'm going to send you a horrifying video.
I'm Googling turtle dick right now, she'll be like, what the fuck?
I've got a very specific one that you need to watch, alright? It's a minute and a half, and it's a turtle trying to fuck a roller skate. And you just gotta hang tight for a little bit, and then it's gonna blow your mind. It's some alien shit. Like,
it looks like a mushroom.
Watch the video I just sent you. Watch it while we record this podcast. I don't give a fuck. I want live reactions recorded for this.
All right. If you type in turtle dick into Google images and scroll down a bit, someone's got a tattoo of a ninja turtle shaped as a dick on the bottom of their big toe.
I was typing while you were talking, and I just started typing in ninja dick, which would not have helped at all.
Just get a lot of photos of Bruce Lee hanging dong. drag dong. Bruce Lee story. When I googled little dick, there was like...
What a sentence.
Ten of the like top 50 images were of this same turtle fucking a green looking ball. As like, is he the most famous?
that's the turtle dick.
He's like the Roger Jeremy of fucking turtles. This is our nature news for this week, guys. We haven't done it for a while.
We're back. News.
Turtles have dicks.
Yeah. We're coming back with a vengeance. A dick vengeance.
Right. I got this video. What the fuck? Whoa! What is that noise? Is that coming out of his mouth?
Uh-huh. That like
the friction. It's funny that they chose a roleplay because this is disgusting. Whoa! It looks like a snail. Oh, now it's flat.
Doesn't it look like that thing in Prometheus that latched onto the dude's arm and broke it?
It's insane. Looks like he's vacuuming the floor.
For anyone who's listening and is curious but has not seen a turtle dick, Google turtle roller skate and you'll see.
I just had a postman drive up my driveway, stop for a second with the motorbike still running and go, beep, postman, and then just drive off without knocking.
What the fuck?
I don't know. He must have dropped off a delivery. While I'm in here watching this absolutely insane turtle fucking a roller skate, I'm like, sorry, postie, I ain't got time to sign for a package. I've got important things to do.
I gotta look at this turtle dick.
Oh, and then he falls out. Oh, man. He's inside their house.
It's like in their garage or something, yeah.
It's really weird that, like, how is there only one comment for this video? How is there only one comment? They must have deleted them.
I don't know about you. I never even think about turtles having dicks. Much less something like that nightmare.
I wonder if they have, like, because I know reptiles have, like, lizards and stuff have a hemipene, which is, like, basically two dicks. So maybe that's why it looks fucked up, because it's like, I can't explain what I just saw though, that's fucking sure.
Yeah, very...
I've done a literal like tertiary degree that involved vertebrate biodiversity, and we had to do an extensive semester on just reptiles and like fish and stuff, and you know, I still am freaked out. Like, I spent 4 years looking into the most obscure realms of biology, and they should have just shown me that turtle dick on day one. I went, nah, I'm just going to go do business studies or something.
Isn't that like the most shocking thing you've ever seen? Like, it just kept going.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's bad, and then
it
gets worse.
You're like, oh, Jesus. And then it goes even further and turns into like a stingray. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like the entire length of his body. That's what I expect aliens to be. Like, if they ever invade my home. Like,
it like flared out in the most bizarre way.
Pure terror.
Like a stingray. Pure terror. Yeah, I'm guessing they do have a hemipene, but I don't know.
You ever seen an echidna dick?
Yeah, I think we did a special on that.
Is that where I first heard about it? I don't remember.
I think I talked about echidna orgies at least on the show.
I look up weird amount of animal dicks, all right?
Oh, it's even worse in images when it's not moving. It's very confronting.
The echidna or the turtle?
Oh, both. Let's... what do we got? What do we got left?
The echidna looks like someone trying to, like, commit a jewelry heist, and they have those little suction cups on their hands. And they're stuck to a glass window.
It's like, yeah, it's that was the plot for Entrapment, wasn't it? Or like Ocean's 14.
I hope you're all furiously Googling animal dicks along with us out there.
This episode is just called Turtle Dick.
Yeah. Not safe for work, Dad. Except that you are.
I got no segue. The track that we're going to go out on is called No Life Leaves Here. I was going to say No Life Lives Here because that's what I feel like after seeing that fucked up shit. There's a band called Nightfell who I'd not heard of before. This album is coming out.
Oh, you need to listen to their last two albums then.
Yeah, I saw when I typed it in, the last one came up, and yeah, I'm not familiar.
I think you dig them. It's really good, like death doom kind of stuff.
Yeah, I really liked the two tracks that are available on here. We've actually got the promo here. I should probably check it out, but kind of pointless now because it comes out tomorrow by the looks of it.
Yep.
So it's a two-person.
Yep.
Band. So, yeah, I haven't heard their last one. I don't even recognize the cover.
Tim from a Mournful Congregation is
really?
Drums, maybe vocals. I'm not entirely certain.
Yeah, because Mournful Congregation are Australian, so.
But he's based not. Out of Portland, I think.
Okay, right. Yeah, speaking of Mournful Congregation, that's a band from South Australia, so maybe they should do the Mortal Kombat soundtrack. These slow motion fights.
Alright, I'm done. Just slow-mo fights the whole fucking time.
Yeah, wasn't remember the one where you could
Snyder to direct it.
No, please no. Remember the one where you could type in the code, like you switched there was six boxes and you and the second player had to and you could get all the different codes.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure slow-mo was one of them. It was like no gravity or something, so when you jumped it was like just the endless flip. like with last week, when we record this, it won't come out for a couple of days, but by then the music will be out, so you can hear the whole album. We're going to play the first track off it.
Which is dope. The album is... It kicks off with that really sick kind of, it reminds me of like Lord Mantis, like early Lord Mantis kind of riff, like Indian, like that kind of sludgy.
Yeah.
Kind of shit.
I'll agree that it's sludgy, but they're two bands that I also haven't listened to. So
maybe
I need to
avoid Lord Mantis. They're a
sketch. Yeah. I know the names of both those bands. I think I might have heard Indian before. They have some cool album covers, but yeah, I just decide immediately. I'm like, yeah, this isn't my thing. I'm not gonna listen to more of it. But this was up my alley, so yeah, maybe they deserve a second shot. The album is called A Sanity Deranged. $20 spin.
Of course.
So yeah. This is probably the most different sounding thing that we've played from $20 spin this year, really, hey. The rest of it's been like just pretty solid death metal. I don't Spirit Adrift, but I keep forgetting.
How could you forget Magic Circle?
Are you trying to get me to shit on that again? I've copped heat.